Section 2, Local Government and You, the Citizen. As you read, look for the divisions of local governments, the roles of political parties, special interest groups, and lobbyists, your rights and responsibilities as a citizen, terms, incorporated, municipality, political party, special interest group, lobbyist, United States Constitution, Bill of Rights. Probably the level of government that affects people most in their daily lives is local government. Local governments provide police and fire protection, schools, libraries, parks, a pure water supply, sewer services, and garbage and trash collection. They also provide many roads, and they issue licenses for businesses. They plan for community growth and set up zoning regulations to keep growth from being too haphazard. They provide building inspection to ensure that houses, offices, stores, and schools are safely constructed. Types of local government. There are over 800 local governments in South Carolina. These include 46 counties, 269 towns and cities, 85 school districts, and 498 special purpose districts. These forms of local government have overlapping authority, of course. Almost everyone lives within at least three or four of these governments, a county, a school district, perhaps a town or city, and a special purpose district that provides things like water, sewer, or fire protection. Counties. The state government created counties in 1868 as arms of the state. Counties assist in keeping records, births, marriages, deaths, property deeds, etc., maintaining roads, enforcing the law, and operating courts. For over a century, the General Assembly firmly controlled the counties. In the 1970s, the General Assembly allowed more home rule, giving the counties more authority. Today, all 46 counties elect county councils, which govern within limits set by the state legislature. Councils in larger counties tend to appoint professional administrators or managers to take care of the day-to-day running of county affairs. Municipalities. Our 269 towns and cities in South Carolina were incorporated, recognized by the state as a legal governing body, to provide services more adequately for the residents of that area. The state government granted incorporation at the request of the citizens. Most of these municipalities, cities, towns, and villages, are governed by councils with a mayor. The power of the mayor varies from town to town. Many larger cities have city managers appointed by the council to run the city on a full-time basis. School districts. School districts provide administrative support for schools in the area. Typically, districts will have an elected school board, which hires the superintendent. The superintendent will oversee the building and maintenance of schools, select principals and staff, and recommend budget and instructional priorities to the board. School districts are good examples of overlap and shared responsibility among the various levels of government. The state government has a great responsibility in this area as well. It spends nearly half its yearly budget on education. In recent decades, the federal government has become increasingly active in providing funds to assist with education at the local level. Special purpose districts. The 498 special purpose governments were set up by the legislature to meet specific needs in local communities. School districts are actually one form of special purpose government, but they are unique because every citizen in the state is included in a school district. Other special purpose districts provide services that counties were not authorized to provide in the past. These services usually include one or possibly two of the following: sanitation, fire protection, conservation, water, natural gas, airports, or emergency services. Boards or commissioners for each of the districts are appointed, not elected, and have a great deal of independence. This tangle of overlapping levels of government might not be as efficient or as easy to understand as we would wish. However, these governments represent the efforts of citizens to provide services that would be difficult or impossible for each individual to provide. Imagine citizens trying to provide for themselves roads, schools, parks, and playgrounds, police and fire protection, defense against foreign invasion, and regulation of pollution. It would be impossible. Government is the human invention to meet those needs for all. Politics and political parties. The structure of governments in South Carolina is like the structure of a building. The structure does no work. It is the people, the political party members, and the elected or appointed politicians who do the work. These people and organizations are the human factor. No matter how close to perfection a government structure might be, it will be run by imperfect human beings. Some politicians will be able, conscientious, and hardworking. Some will be less competent and less diligent. Some will be committed to serving the public interest. Some will seek to serve their own interest. It is the responsibility of citizens to select the good and reject the bad. Political parties in South Carolina. A political party is a group of people with similar ideas on how government should be run and which services it should provide. Being organized helps parties gain power by winning elections. For about 100 years after the end of Reconstruction in 1877, South Carolina, like most southern states, was a one-party state, a Democratic state. The Republican Party was unpopular in the South, being labeled as a Northern Party, the party of Abraham Lincoln. That one-party status began to change in the 1960s as the National Democratic Party adopted the cause of civil rights for African American citizens. Also, many white South Carolinians began to adopt the property rights and business-oriented ideas of the Republican Party. In the 1980s and 1990s, the parties were fairly balanced in South Carolina, with 2 Democratic governors, 2 Republican governors, and the legislature increasingly Republican. In the 21st century, the balance has swung toward the Republican Party. It controls both the General Assembly and the governor's office. Many observers believe we have become a one-party state again, this time Republican. Special interest groups and lobbyists. Elected government officials are supposed to represent the interest of all the people of the state, the public interest. Determining exactly what is in the best interest of the public is not always easy. Many special interest groups have arisen that try to convince legislators that what is good for their group is good for all the people. A special interest group is a group concerned with one particular set of issues. These organizations are usually formed by economic interest, such as the South Carolina Education Association, representing teachers, and the South Carolina Manufacturers Alliance. Other associations might represent the interest of electric utilities, insurance, or waste management. These special interest organizations hire lobbyists, people whose job is to try to influence legislators to vote for bills that would benefit the organizations they represent and to vote against bills that might harm them. Lobbyists try to develop friendly and trusting relationships with officials, and they provide information that supports their arguments. In the past, lobbyists went much further than mere persuasion. They showered officials with gifts, expensive meals, vacations, and campaign contributions. In effect, they tried to buy the officials' votes. Such corruption was largely eliminated by ethics legislation adopted in 1991 after a scandal rocked the political landscape of the state. There are also non-business lobbying groups that try to influence legislators to vote in what they consider the broader public good. A few of these are the League of Women Voters, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, the American Association of Retired People, AARP, and South Carolina Citizens for Life. These groups are not usually as well funded or as influential as the economic interest lobbyist. They depend much more on citizen participation, sometimes organizing marches and rallies to support their cause. They are examples of citizen involvement in public affairs. You as a citizen. Because you were born human, you automatically possess certain rights. This belief is fundamental within American political philosophy. Among these rights, says Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The United States Constitution, the plan of government for the United States written in 1787, established a government that would defend those rights while maintaining law and order and the defense of the nation. Notice that the Constitution did not give the rights to you. You were born with them. Though you are young, you are a citizen of South Carolina and the United States, if you were born in this country. That means you already have many rights guaranteed to you as a citizen. These rights include freedom of speech and assembly, freedom of religion or freedom from religion, freedom from unreasonable search and seizure of possessions, and the right to privacy. Some rights, like voting and making binding contracts, are reserved for those who are considered by law to be adults. Rights and freedoms are not absolute. Freedom of speech doesn't allow a person to shout down the preacher in a church or drown out the teacher in the classroom. The fact that other people have rights equal to yours places some limits on your rights. You have the right to liberty, but those who commit criminal acts can lose that liberty. Rights are precious, and they are guaranteed, but only to those who play by the rules. Many of the rights we enjoy are listed in the U.S. Constitution, particularly in the first 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights. There is no similar list of responsibilities in the Constitution, but citizens have many implied responsibilities. We must obey the law and be loyal to the United States. We have the responsibility, when adults, to vote, to serve on juries, and to serve in the armed services or an acceptable alternative service if called upon. We must tell the truth under oath and comply with contracts we sign. We also have the responsibility to pay taxes for the services government provides. Taxes are unpopular with many people. On the other hand, some citizens like paying taxes. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. once said, "Taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society." Even at your age, there are ways to exercise responsibility as a citizen. You cannot vote, but you can encourage others to vote. You can work in the campaign of a candidate you like, or join others in a Clean Up the Neighborhood crusade, or a community recycling effort. School is a good place to learn citizenship skills. Run for a class office or help someone else run. Think of ways the school might be improved. Then work with students and teachers to make change happen. One of the things Americans are noted for is the ability to see a problem and form a volunteer group to find and implement a solution. We can easily be proud of our state and our country. It might be a bit harder to accept responsibility for them. During the shadows of World War II, Woody Guthrie wrote a song that expressed both that pride and a sense of ownership and responsibility. You probably know the song. Quote, "This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. End quote. Do you remember? Number one, define in sentence form, municipality, political party, Bill of Rights. Number two, what are some of the functions of counties in South Carolina? Number three, what responsibilities do we have as U.S. citizens? The following is a chapter review for Chapter 2. Chapter Summary. Like the government of the United States of America and other states, the government of South Carolina has three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial. The legislative branch, known as the General Assembly in South Carolina, is the lawmaking body of the state, while the executive branch carries out the laws passed by the General Assembly. The judicial branch, composed of a variety of courts, tries cases, renders judgments, and dispenses justice. It makes sure that the laws passed are legal and strikes them down when they are not. There are a number of local forms of government in South Carolina, which can overlap each other. Just as the state government can raise revenue to operate the government, so can the local governments. Taxation is one of the powers that county governments have because that is the most common method of raising revenue for government operations. Voting is one of the most important responsibilities that a citizen has. Exercising the right to vote can make citizens change agents for their state.